If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for August 12th, 2018. Royal Caribbean is updating its online check-in process in an effort to streamline pre-cruise check-in procedures. The update is said to cut guest check-in time by 25%. The new online check-in process is already rolled out for Oasis, Allure, and Grandeur of the Seas, with more ships expected soon. Carnival Cruise Line has made two changes to their debarkation process. The first one involves how guests get their luggage tags. Luggage tags will no longer be delivered on the last night of your cruise. Instead, guests will go to a designated area on the ship to pick up the tags. If you're Diamond, Platinum, or have Faster to the Fun, luggage tags will still be delivered to your stateroom. And no more filling out those blue custom forms if you have nothing to declare. However, if you reach that duty-free allowance threshold, you will have to still fill one out. Both of these programs started in 2017 and are now fleet-wide. Three Norwegian Cruise Line ships reemerge with extensive makeovers as part of the company's Norwegian Edge program. Norwegian Breakaway, Norwegian Sun, and Norwegian Star all received full makeovers and refurbishments. You can get a full list of those dry dock enhancements at cruiseradio.net. And he's calling it a case of mistaken identity. That's what one couple is saying after being booted from a Holland America cruise ship, the MS Zuiderdam. 65-year-old Mr. Chan was accused of pushing a Holland America crew member and was booted in Helsinki. Mr. Chan said it wasn't him. Holland America said in a statement, "The safety, security, and comfort of our guests and employees is Holland America Line's highest priority." The couple had to fly back to their home in San Francisco only 5 days into their 24-day sailing. Cruise Radio Flash Briefings are now available Monday through Friday by installing the Cruise Radio skill on your Amazon Alexa device, or look for the newly created podcast feed called Cruise Radio News. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise Radio News.